This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvini Braj.
And Jeff Sandu.
And, of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine. There we go. We'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Of course, today we are talking about the haze and we're continuing from the Breakfast Grills chat this morning. Their question and their poll this morning was, how much has the haze impacted your daily life? The results of that poll, 43% of you said it has severely impacted your daily life, 42% has said somewhat, and 15% of you said there's been no change at all. What we are asking today is not about how it's affected your daily life. We're asking, how is your company tackling the haze disruption? You know, there's schools closed all the way across the country. So a lot of parents now have to figure out what they're going to do with their kids whilst they have to go to work. So it's stuff like, has your company provided you space to take your kids into work? Are they allowing you to work from home? Have they provided you with masks or anything like this? These are the things that we'd like to learn about today. If you could feedback to us, that would be great. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. You know how to do it. Get in touch starting now. We have some stuff already on Insta Story. I think we have a couple of tweets already that we'll come to in a few minutes. That's what we're leading with. That's what's going to be happening all the way through the show. Then, of course, Arvin will be helping you out with a bit of a toolkit.
Yeah, so just like, you know, small things you can do to prevent yourself from getting harmed by the haze or hurt by the haze.
Right, and then we're wrapping up with something a little bit different, but nonetheless as important. It's all about how France and Germany have said no to Facebook's cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's probably a reality check for Libra and Facebook.
Indeed. Right, so coming back to this whole story about the haze, of course, we've all woken up this morning, and I'm sure we've been doing it for the past few days, checking out of the window to see what it's like, hoping for rain, scratching our eyes, itching our noses, the whole thing. It's not been very nice at all. And it was just not too long ago that Minister Syed Sadiq said in a statement that the ministry would distribute circulars to ensure a policy of the work from home policy if the API read above 200. Here's a quote: the ministry is aware of the dangers and threats of haze to all of its employees. This policy is implemented to safeguard the health of ministry employees and is in line with the closure of schools in affected areas. He said the ministry believed the move was a necessity and that it could be applied in other ministries and other government agencies. So that's okay if you are working for the ministry or government agencies. Checking on the API now, AQI is 140 here in KL from where we are. And I'm sure wherever you are, it's going to be slightly different. Now, we are in a position here that we have employees that have small children. And of course, the schools have been closed. So they are here with the kids are here with us today. And that's something that we're quite privileged in. But we want to hear from you guys. You know, what have you got going off where you are? Is this the kind of thing, a policy that they have at the office?
So my mom runs Montessori Kindergarten in Ampang, and I think on Tuesday, you know, only a couple of kids came to school because the rest of them, the parents just felt like, you know, this is a bit too dangerous, so I'm not going to send my kids. Even though she's implemented things like, you know, you can't go outside to play, it's everything's going to be indoors in the house itself, you know, air conditioning and stuff. So on Tuesday, they then decided to, you know, close the school. It's a private run Montessori Kindergarten, so they decided to close the school. So they informed all the parents, and the parents were you know, happy with the news because it is taking steps because it was really bad yesterday or on Wednesday, right? And and you know, even today, as you can see, right, it's the visibility is really poor. The readings may have gone down slightly, you know, now it's probably below the 200s, but the visibility is still affecting. When I drive to work, it feels like I'm squinting, and it's tiring, you know, and then it's itches, it, you know, there's dry eyes, and then the throat side, you know, even you could hear from the voice itself, it's slightly different, and it's all because of the haze. So, you know, yesterday yesterday when the news came out that the schools are being closed for today and tomorrow, I, you know, on my group chat with family and friends, they were all saying almost about the same thing, as in, like, you know, what about us who work in the workforce, right? And, you know, why can't, you know, why don't we get this leave and stuff? So there's a lot of explanation to do, in the sense that, you know, government can't just declare emergency. They have said that if it reaches more than 500, they will declare an emergency, and that will then cause all businesses to be closed. But for now, they can't really do that, because even closing school, that directive is a big deal. It has to, you know, have real, you know, consequences into it, right? Yeah. So now I think they're saying, like, it's almost a million school kids are affected by the closure in PJ, Putrajaya, Penang, KL, and other places, right? So, you know, for them to call an emergency, it is really of, you know, it's big risk, right?
So there's, like, huge implications and
yeah
stuff.
So I think, you know, it's just then it's down to your company. So, you know, it's really down to your company, what your company is doing, working from home, and, you know, stop going out to do meetings, do teleconferencing and all this kind of stuff. So that's why I guess, you know, we want to hear from you. We've got our own way of, you know, dealing with the haze. And yeah, so, you know, we're going to speak to a HR manager later on and, you know, ask about what are some of the steps that you can take as well.
Yeah, so it's like you said, I mean, even small things like closing the schools, like everybody thinks it's, oh, okay, so the kids just get to stay at home. But when they stay at home, then the parents need to figure out what to do with them.
Right.
Because the school is like a daycare center, sort of. It doubles up. You're at school, so parents know where the kids are. If you're at home, then they need to figure out how to look after the kids. And then the company needs to be understanding enough to either give them a time off or let them, like, we have the privilege, like you said, of bringing kids into the office, but lots of offices don't allow something like that, especially small kids. So what do they do, and how do they allow parents to, do they allow them to go back early or come in late, or, you know, organize their kids in some way and then come into the office? You know, are they penalized for something like that? And it's a lot to think about. It's not just shutting down the schools.
Right,
so if
right.
they do that for the workforce, then it becomes even worse, because now it's like working adults. So do you, is it part of the annual leave? Is it part of unpaid leave? Is it not leave at all? Are they just giving you free leave to take? Will people abuse that system? So that's a whole other
and
thing to
whole
think about.
And economic consequences of it as well.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
you can't just close the stock market.
I mean, and that's something we were going to talk about, is the economic consequences of this. Now, just to reiterate, we are not here to point fingers or to point blame at anybody. It's happened. It's here. We've got to deal with it. What we're asking is, what are your company doing in response to the haze? Are they giving you these things that Arvin has spoken about? Have they sorted out your leave? Are they giving you masks? Are they giving you suggestions of what you can do to help mitigate the consequences? Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Now, you might notice a theme in some of the music that we have picked throughout the show. Have a bit of a laugh with it, because if you didn't laugh, you'd cry. Coming up next, it is The Doors, Light My Fire, BFM 89.9.
Baba from Malacca, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back, everybody, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Braj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Of course, we are talking about the haze and asking you a question of, what is your company, or how is your company helping you tackle the haze situation? What are they doing? Are they letting you have time off work? Are they letting you work from home? Are they providing you with masks? Anything like that? Do let us know. We've got a couple of tweets that we're going to address first.
Yeah, so this comes from That's My Full Name, who says, getting us N95 masks. Employees who are pregnant or those with heart, lung or breathing conditions should consider working from home to arrange with manager first. Should the haze level reach the hazardous level, employees can work from home unless need to use office facilities. And then she says, I wish we can work from home now. Most of us don't need to be physically present in the office.
Right. And then we've got one WhatsApp message, number ending 0505, says, why can't kids just continue to go to school but no outdoor activities? For private schools, maybe it's still possible, but for a lot of public schools, they're not, you know, ventilated well, in the sense, like, it's not like closed doors where you've got the windows are fully shut, they're sealed, the doors are sealed as well, and you've got air conditioning, right? Most of our public schools are generally using the, you know, the kind of windows that you substitute gate in common buildings. And then the doors are always open and they use fan as a ventilation system. Mm. And then the building blocks are generally very close to each other. And then you've got block A, block B and block C. And block B is generally not ventilated well enough because they're too close. So, and then the canteen is open air, you know, there's a shelter, but it's, you know, it's not close. So it's just a bad idea for kids in the public school to continue.
Over to Insta story. Sohini Malini has said nothing. My company is doing nothing.
Oh, wow.
Sandra Shimi has said they're just providing the mask. Mr. Fish has something to say about it. It's Jack and it reminds, Jack something or other. He's saying they're doing Jack something. It begins with S, and you know, I'm sure I don't need to go further into that. Lucy Fierce-Latt has says a business continuity plan was set up to relocate staff to a safe second site during a disaster. Smart idea.
That's
that
good,
one.
Yeah.
Nicole FWS provided face masks and said the office might close and suggested we work from home. We have more that I'll get to a little bit later on, but that's what we've got so far. If you'd like to get in touch and contribute, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio.
So this face mask thing, it's I guess, you know, a lot of companies are doing that. They are providing face masks, but most of them are providing the surgical face mask, which is, again, you know, we've spoken about this many times, and I'm sure we all know about this, is that, you know, the surgical face mask is not good enough to protect against the particles that the haze is causing. You got to have the minimum standard of the N95 face mask. And according to Guardian's Health and Beauty Marketing Director of Southeast Asia, D.Y. Cho, said that the company recorded over a 100% increase in face mask sales in the first 17 days of September compared to the whole month of August. Cho said Guardian has posted educational posters on haze on its Facebook and Instagram platform to remind customers on the importance of staying indoors and taking good care of their health. Watson's Malaysia Managing Director Karen Low also witnessed increased of sales for face masks since the hazy weather started. And many of these places are actually running out of stock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're running out of the N95 mask. So more Malaysians are now resorting to the online platform. And Lazada came out with a report saying that 66 times more Malaysians were buying from the health accessories section on Lazada as the country is battling the haze epidemic. Over 36,000 face masks were sold under 48 hours last Sunday and Monday during their Lazada's Keep the Haze Away sale, which happened on the 15th and 16th of September. So this Keep the Haze Away sale is an effort by Lazada to bring the prices of masks down and also other air quality control products at a time when the demand and prices are soaring. Mm. And I'm sure you would have probably had this experience, because I had this experience of walking into a pharmacy and, you know, the price was, you know, it was like, wow, what? It's more than 10 ringgit for mask and I need to buy for like my whole family and loved ones. So you go like, okay, I'm not going to spend like nearly 100 ringgit here buying a mask, right? So what people are doing now and Lazada is doing now is to try to control the prices. So during the sale, face masks were selling at 18 times more compared to normal day sales at an average discount of up to 56% off the normal prices. Air purifier sales also went up by 10 times compared to a normal day. They brought down the average prices by about 20% from the recommended retail price. And air purifiers were among the top three searched items under the home appliance category, with products of this type on their tech mall store, Laz Mall, is selling out within the first 20 hours of the sale. So within a day, less than a day, it sold out.
I mean, to add on to that, sorry, I have to interrupt. Yesterday, I went just across the street here to Guardian, sold out of masks.
Yeah,
I walked a little bit further down to Caring Pharmacy, sold out of masks. Mm. Went behind to one of the other places, the DIY store, also sold out. Even the medical device store had also sold out.
Yeah.
When I did manage to find a mask, because that's all they got left, and one N95 mask, it was more expensive than I expected to pay, you know.
Yes.
But I'm like, I need one, I'm gonna buy one anyway.
It's tough because the demand just suddenly exploded.
Yeah.
Keeps going up.
Even when I was looking around for air purifiers, again, we're in that stage where everything has just disappeared.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we did manage to get somebody on the line to give us some opinions about what we can, you know, what steps a company can take. We spoke with Karina Tan, who's a HR and wellness expert, and we asked her, what steps can a company take to tackle the issue of the haze?
I guess it depends on the type of company. If the employees are working mostly in indoor spaces, like where there's air conditioning, you could say that the work conditions, you know, is in some ways helping to keep them safe. Because of the air conditioning, there is some filtration. So what's important for the company to do is to make sure that the aircon system and filtration system is clean even more regularly. Then for employers who have most of their workforce working outdoors, like let's say they're doing deliveries, then it's important that they look at how they can maybe set maximum time that people can be outdoors with breaks indoors. Then there is the mask. Let the employee know that they need to go to see a doctor to get some advice. Some people may feel heightened levels of anxiety or stress. Having a different approach, trying out different approaches to addressing these type of stresses and external factors which we have no control over, is something to try. So maybe meditation, keeping silent and quiet, and observing the effects of the haze in like a more, you know, calm and relaxed, removed, detached manner. That's another way that we can make the most of this difficult period that we're under.
Thank you very much, Karina. Now, of course, we've been asking you guys for feedback. Let us know what you think and let us know how your company are taking, what measures your company is taking in response to this haze. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, as usual, at BFM Radio. Short break with some music coming up from Billy Joel with We Didn't Start the Fire. When we come back, Arvin will be giving us a haze tackling toolkit, all coming up here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.